There was a cottage with some curse nets hanging outside. Then Tiffany followed Miss Level into a small, brightly lit and amazingly tidy kitchen. A fire burnt brightly in the iron stove. Tiffany looked at the bubbling pot on the stove and the loaf on the table. She could smell it was freshly baked bread. She lived by herself, Tiffany thought. So who lit the fire? A bubbling pot needs stirring. Who stirred it? And someone lit the candles. Who?
Is anyone else staying here, Miss Level?
No, only me. Now, you've had a long day. I'll show you your room and where things are, and bring you up some stew.
There was a brief tour by candlelight. There was a privy, a two-holer, which Tiffany thought a bit odd, but her bedroom was a nice room. Everything had frills. Bedrooms back on the farm were only for shutting your eyes in. This room had a chest of drawers, and the bed made no sound when Tiffany sat on it. The springs of her old bed all made different noises. She could move her body and play the bells of St. Ungulates on them. Cling, twing, doing, cling, bing, boing, bling, blang, boing, ding, boing. In her suitcase was a small box, and in it she kept keepsakes. A piece of chalk with a fossil in it, which was quite rare, and her personal butter stamp, which showed a witch on a broomstick, in case she got a chance to make butter here, and a dobby stone, which was supposed to be lucky because it had a hole in it. There was also a blue and yellow wrapper from an old packet of Jolly Sailor tobacco, a buzzard feather, and an ancient flint arrowhead wrapped carefully in a piece of sheep's wool. She lined these up neatly on the chest of drawers, but they didn't make the place look more homely. They just looked lonely. Someone knocked at the door.
It's me!
Miss Level came in with a tray that held a bowl of beef stew and some bread. She put it on the little table by the bed.
Thank you.
Miss Level paused at the door.
It'll be so nice having someone to talk to apart from myself. I do hope you won't want to leave.
Tiffany waited until the door had shut before checking there were no bars on the window. There'd been something scary about Miss Level's expression, sort of pleading and frightened at once. The beef stew, though, tasted just like beef stew, and not, to take an example completely and totally at random, stew made out of the last poor girl who'd worked here. She'd nearly finished it when something tried to take the bowl out of her hand. It was the gentlest of tugs, and when she pulled it back, the tugging stopped immediately. Okay, she thought. Another strange thing. Well, this is a witch's cottage. She put the empty bowl and spoon back on the tray.
All right, they've finished.
The tray rose into the air and drifted gently towards the door. The door opened. The tray sailed through, the door shut. And it seemed to her it was vitally important that she thought before doing anything, and so she thought it would be stupid to run around screaming because your tray had been taken away. So she cleaned her teeth at the washstand, then realised there was something soft yet crackly in her dress pocket. Oh, she'd forgotten. She pulled out Roland's present and opened the white tissue paper carefully and stared. It was a necklace. It was the horse. Not what a horse looks like, but what a horse be. It had been carved in the turf by people who'd managed to convey in a few flowing lines everything a horse was. Strength, grace, beauty and speed, straining to break free of the hill. And now someone clever and therefore probably expensive, had made it out of silver. It was flat, and like the horse on the hillside, some parts of it were not joined to the rest of the body. The craftsman, though, had joined these carefully together with tiny silver chain, so that when she held it up, it was all there, moving while standing still. She had to put it on, and there was no mirror.
Oh, well,
see me, she said. And far away, down on the plains, something that had lost the trail awoke, and the mist on the fields parted as something invisible started to move. Tiffany stood in front of herself. The horse looked very well on the new dress, silver against green. She wondered how much it must have cost Roland. She wondered why.
See me not, she said.
Slowly she took the necklace off, wrapped it up in its tissue paper, and put it in the box. Then she got into her nightgown, dragged the chest of drawers in front of the door, slid into the bed, blew out the candle, and lay back in the dark. And she remembered waking up in the night to hear the chest of drawers very slowly slide back to its original position.